Welcome to Ancient Future Faith with Dr. Chris Alford, pastor of Epiclesis, an ancient future faith community in Sacramento. Just what is ancient future Christian faith? Join Chris each week as he talks with special guests about a refreshing renewal in evangelical worship and spirituality that's helping many believers get in touch with their ancient Christian heritage. Now, with another look at how the road to the evangelical future runs through the ancient past, here's Dr. Chris Alford.
Hi there, folks, and welcome back to another edition of Ancient Future Faith. It's a delight to have you here on the program, and we come to you each week on KFIA Radio. It's a program called Ancient Future Faith, where we talk about ancient future Christianity. I'm Chris Alford, the host of the program and pastor of Epiclesis, an ancient future faith Christian church in Sacramento, California. And today, live and in person in the Ancient Future Faith Radio studios is my dear friend and colleague, Dr. Rick Ashe. Hey, Rick, and welcome.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, and it's always a blessing to have you here with us. Thank you for popping in. We're talking about something that's coming up very soon, but it's also something that you and I have a very close connection about, and it started, well, about a year ago. Tell us a little bit about what got all this tabernacle talk started.
Yeah, well, it was October 2018, and a number of us went over to Israel for a week and a half.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, it was mind-blowing. You got to do it, people. If you haven't had the opportunity, you need to go over there, find a group to go with. But we literally went north, south, east, and west, covered the entirety.
We did.
Experienced everything. Probably put way too many miles on our shoes. And what we're talking about here is one particular encounter that I think a lot of us were not anticipating would be as profound as it actually was.
In fact, you may recall that in planning the trip, we had talked about not even going to the Wilderness Tabernacle in the Timnah National Park. Mm-hmm. And in retrospect, aren't you glad we did?
It was interesting because you're literally out in the middle of the wilderness, you know, and they're talking about the rock stratas. And I'm just like, yeah, it's just a bunch of dirt. Like, I mean, I'm trying to imagine hundreds of thousands of people just kind of schlepping along. And I was like, well, it's hot and I'd like to get on with it. Honestly, it was one of those kind of weary days. And then we jumped back in the bus and we drove down this dirt road and turned the corner around this hill. And
what did you see?
And they're like, okay, we're here to see the tabernacle. So here's confession time. I was like, I really hope this isn't some kitschy, silly thing that we're going to do. And the closer we got to this thing, my curiosity perked up and I had a fantastic time.
Folks, we're talking about a replica in the Israeli desert of the Moses Tabernacle. And I remember the same thing, Rick. We're rolling along in our bus through the wilderness.
Yeah, it's like dirt.
Yeah,
rocks,
more dirt.
Dirt.
And in the distance, you see something looming into view that's just a picture right out of the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We roll up to this life-size replica of the Moses Tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we met a pretty remarkable person, didn't we?
Yeah. And it was really funny because, you know, we're all excited. Everybody's curious, but they have the entrance to the tabernacle blocked off. So we couldn't. So, you know, I was like, you know, let us see. And I remember a couple of us actually climbed up on the hill so we could kind of take these quasi aerial photos down, you know, over that. And then, yeah, we met Ben Westland, young guy. And I think in his mind, it was kind of just like every other day. And I think for us too, it was like, okay, well, this will be interesting. We'll probably get some historical perspective. There was not a lot of assumption that there was going to be anything but ordinary, perhaps,
right.
You know, kind of walk through the basics of. But man, that young guy really blew us away.
He did, folks. We're talking about Ben Westland. He was our guide a year ago when Pastor Rick and I and a bunch of other folks went to Israel. And part of our trip was a tour of a life-size replica of the Moses Tabernacle. Before we get back to that story and talk a little bit more about Ben, let me remind you that you're listening to an episode of Ancient Future Faith brought to you each week by Epiclesis, an ancient future faith church in Sacramento, California. And we are today, folks, talking about a very special retreat coming up on October 11th and 12th, and it features Ben Westland, the guy we're talking about we met in Israel who led us through the tabernacle tour. Pick up the story again, Rick, when Ben rolls up in his car and introduces himself to all of us, and we're thinking, Wow, this is about to really get interesting.
Yeah. What's funny is, and I don't know, you know, if he'll have the beard, you know, when he comes out to join us or
and
not.
And the curly.
But we're all kind of like nudging each other like, dude, looks like Jesus. And we're like, yep. It's like, this is, okay, maybe those paintings, you know, from the 60s weren't quite off as far as we thought they were. And he starts laying it out for us. So well spoken. Clear.
Even remarkably so. Yeah. So confident.
Articulate.
So the guy's, what, 27, 28 years mm-hmm. old?
Yeah.
And he's taking a step by step by step through this life-size replica of the Moses Tabernacle.
And I remember, you know, it pulls back the kind of that curtain gate for us to go into the main courtyard area. And that's like our first view of the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all the different furnishings in that courtyard. And this is the one thing I was going to share, is my mind was thinking, okay, as far as we know, there were a lot of people in that caravan of Israelites. And I was thinking, this isn't as big as I thought it was.
Yeah, me too.
How does this work? They must have been just shoulder to shoulder and, you know, all the animals coming in and the sacrificing. And I wonder, in my mind's eye was like, was this a chaotic environment or was it just a very streamlined process? I was just thinking like, man, this area filled with all these Israelites and they're trying to do what is right and follow what has been set before them to be able to make these sacrifices and be in the near presence of God Almighty. It was really interesting to me to try to put myself back in that time frame of just being shoulder to shoulder and the noise and the smell and the event and the emotion that was going on.
And it was easy to cast our minds back, right? Because we're in this setting. We're quite literally in the desert, in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And here's this life-size tabernacle. It wasn't long after that Ben Westland, the young man who led us through this thing in such an amazing way,
mm-hmm.
asked us what our spiritual context was. What church do we go to? Or are we believers or whatever? And we told him we were Christians.
Right.
And it was at that point, wasn't it, Rick, that he kind of punched it up a notch.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a marked, noticeable gear shift in how he was presenting to us.
And the depth of it.
Yeah. And then I think at some point he also discovered that, I mean, not to pat ourselves on the back or whatever, but there's a number of us that had doctorates in theology and whatnot. And I think he really enjoyed, and he told us this, that he got to go to a level that he usually doesn't get to go to with most groups. And the questions that were being asked really, I think, challenged him, not because he didn't have the answers, but because he was able to have a dialogue. It was like finally a group I can really talk to, you know?
Yeah, there was some of that, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, it was shortly after that he pulled the curtain aside to go into the Holy of Holies. And I don't know about you, but I was a little reticent about just barging in there.
Yeah, let's all be honest. I think every single one of us did a little quick confession before we crossed the threshold, right?
I don't want to be burned up today. And he talks a little bit about the Holy of Holies and the dimensions and the mm-hmm. ark and the so on. And he gets to a sort of a spot to take a breath. And I said, I just couldn't help myself. I said, Ben, you asked us a few minutes ago about our religious background. I want to ask you, what is your spiritual context?
Right.
And he told us at that point that he was a Christian. And we all knew it, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. It was quite obvious. And I remember that, too. Everybody's kind of bumping each other like, hey, Jesus guy, he's got to be a follower. He's got to be a follower, you know.
Yeah.
And that was really cool, too. You know, we spent time after his presentation talking to him about him and his experience. And he started talking about what does it mean to be a follower currently as a young man, a follower of Jesus in Israel. And that was fascinating to me.
It was.
But I remember that. You know, I remember some people saying the Holy of Holies was very small almost,
Not big.
It's not very big. And I thought, well, it's because, you know, the high priest goes in there. There doesn't necessitate, you know, a lot of room. But I think we have this very Hollywood-esque, larger than life. We thought the Ark of the Covenant was going to be this giant thing with these angels looming over us, very Indiana
Jones. As big
Jones.
As a VW bus.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, we walk in, we're like, oh. And I thought, well, but that makes sense because they had to carry the thing around.
Right.
You know, and it was portable and, you know, it was a representation. Scripture talks about the Ark being like the footstool of God's throne, that his presence was there above the Ark. And it was very interesting. And I just thought it was cool that he spent time talking to us about the history, the theology, you know, some of the practicality of how things functioned, but also just why the architect, I mean, so much of the architecture was by necessity. It had to be all packed up, you know, so the walls, they were like these panels that all got broken down and like tiles almost, you know, but it makes sense because they have to pack this stuff up. It has to be completely portable. And I would imagine having been a kid that grew up in a church that moved in and moved out every Sunday, that there is a great celebration when you finally get your own place of worship that's permanent. And I would imagine that there was a longing of the Israelites wandering in the desert, setting up, tearing down, setting up, that someday we'll, you know, we will have something beyond this that will be even better. You know, I have to imagine that like the church setup team, there maybe were a couple people, gosh, man, we got to do it again. But
folks, you're listening to a radio conversation with Dr. Rick Ashe. Rick is my colleague and friend. I'm Chris Alford, the pastor of Epiclesis. Rick is also one of our pastors. And we're talking about a trip we took last fall and visited a life-size replica of the Moses Old Testament tabernacle. But we're bringing that experience here to Sacramento, folks, because, Rick, when we finished that encounter last year and we all came away from that, I mean, we were really, truly blown away by this young man, Ben Weslin. We just started thinking, man, we gotta bring this back. Somehow we've got to share this with folks back home.
Yeah, I remember there were two thoughts we had. One was exactly that. I think even while we were still inside the tabernacle, that conversation was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was, how do we bless Ben and his Jesus community here in Southern Israel? What can we do? Because that was another interesting conversation. But yeah, I mean, it was like, oh, we have to. We've got to figure out a way to make this a reality for our friends and people back home.
For sure. To make a long story short, we got back into touch with Ben not too long after having come back home from Israel. And folks, we extended an invitation to Ben to come to Sacramento and do a larger version of his tabernacle tour. He said yes. It's the first time he's ever done it, Rick, going out of the country to do
this.
Yeah,
that's right.
And he's coming here, folks, on October 11th and 12th. Epiclesis Church is sponsoring this retreat that we're calling Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle with very special guest Ben Weslin. The dates, again, are October 11th and 12th. Ben's coming to town, going to lead. You don't have to be an Epiclesis member to take advantage of it. It's $40. We're going to feed you a delicious lunch. And, Rick, we've been talking about it for months, and it's almost here.
Yeah. And if I may go into maybe a little bit of a sales pitch mode, this fall retreat is not designed for us to attract people to our church. Like,
we
recognize that we're providing this as a discipleship experience each year, and that some people may be interested in discovering if they, you know, are maybe dispossessed from a church fellowship or seeking. We recognize that. And there's always that open and welcome door. But you don't have to be a part of Epiclesis. You don't have to be a member. This may be the first time you're hearing about this, but if it's interesting to you, we just want to invite you to come and be with us. There's no expectation of you to be on that, except that we just want to bless you, and maybe you, like us, will take this back to your church family. Maybe this is an extension ministry for you to go and do something with it. But it's also not just limited to adults. This would be fantastic for younger people as well. I'm thinking definitely junior high and high school.
For sure.
Because they'll be able to understand the concepts and what he's talking about. And we're mapping this thing out on the floor.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that.
Okay,
in just
good.
A second.
Yeah. So it's not just going to be a lecture with a slideshow. We're actually going to be able to walk around the blueprint. And I was thinking too, Chris, that maybe we could bring a number of things that we brought back with us.
Of a show and tell.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. You know, I think some people had shofar or prayer shawls, you know, kippahs, and I don't know, just some different things that perhaps could be fun to
be immersive
in part of the culture.
Yeah. Folks may remember that a mobile tabernacle exhibit came through Sacramento 10 or more years ago, and they may have seen something like that. The thing that's different about this is that it's going to be indoors, which I think is probably helpful. Mm. And the second thing is, we we've got this young man straight from Israel who mm-hmm. has a PhD, as it were, in tabernacle and has been doing this tour now several times a day for several years. And from the perspective of a Christian Jew. And it's going to be a truly remarkable, unique experience. You know, and we say that a lot, don't we, in church? You got to come to this. It's going to be really fabulous.
Right.
But this really is pretty unique, Pastor Rick.
It is. Yeah, this is one of those opportunities where you get to hear directly from someone who's immersed in the culture today, but is a part of his story as well. So it's fascinating. You've got a guy who's got, you know, he's a Jewish Christian guy. So he has seen and has a part of his story, all of the Jewish element. And then what he'll be doing is threading, if you will, this golden thread of, and here's where Jesus is showing up. Here's where these different things in the tabernacle are literally pointing us forward. Yeah. Even in our small groups that we're taught, you know, we're doing this fall season in preparation, you know, this next week, we're talking about the idea of the theology of tabernacles, and that there's this Garden of Eden that is a type of tabernacle where Adam and Eve were the priests that God set there in this place that was the place to experience and encounter God's presence. And then you have this tabernacle in the desert, and then you end up with Jesus. And this is one of the things, and Ben will do a fantastic job unpacking this, but just to kind of give you guys a thought, you know, it says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was flesh and tabernacled with us. Mm-hmm. And so there is in the mind of Jewish Christians this idea that Jesus embodies this tabernacle concept that is a longing that we have to experience the presence of God in a very tangible way. That's what's so exciting about this.
Yeah. Well said. Folks, you're listening to a radio program called Ancient Future Faith. My name's Chris Alford. My guest today is Dr. Rick Ashey. And today we're talking about a wonderful retreat that's coming to Sacramento October 11th and 12th. The cost is $40 and includes your lunch. And our very special teacher for the day is Ben Weslin, coming all the way from Israel to do this thing. After we met him last year, absolutely fell in love with him, and a remarkable young man. You're going to get to hear straight from an expert about the Moses Tabernacle. I said a minute ago, Rick, that I wanted to share a little bit about how we're going to replicate the tabernacle.
Right.
And I want to just spit a little bit on that because it's really fascinating. These days, folks, I've been covered in styrofoam dust. And that's because we're recreating life-size replicas of the tabernacle furnishings. Now, the place we're going to have this retreat is the Old Fair Oaks Village Community Clubhouse, be indoors. But we're going to mark out on the floor the dimensions of the tabernacle. But then we are going to also bring in life-size replicas so Ben can use those as he's teaching us and guiding us through the different parts of the tabernacle and how they point to Jesus. And you can also walk amongst them and kind of get a sense for the size anyway. And we're really looking forward to that. And it's coming together really well, Rick. I can't wait for you to see these things.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I'm excited too. See, this is one of those things that's really important. It's one thing to hear. It's a whole other thing to get up on your feet and to actually walk along and envision yourself as someone bringing a sacrifice. Envision yourself as one of the priests. Envision yourself as the high priest going into the Holy of Holies and standing before the presence of God. It's an opportunity to see, touch, to feel, to use your imagination. And I think that's what we're trying to do is to leverage the opportunity for everyone to go deeper in really understanding, again, not just the physicalness of this, because the whole point of the tabernacle was to provide a place for the people of God to connect with the presence of God.
Well said.
That God extends grace and mercy to his people to come into his presence when they didn't deserve it. And he provided a way for them. And we see as history moves forward that through Jesus, he does the same thing again. And that's what we're trying to catch, because a lot of people have sort of a Jesus faith or a New Testament faith, and there's nothing inherently wrong with that. But what if you could understand why Jesus said, hey, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, it'll be rebuilt. And they're like, I don't understand. Because Jesus is talking at such a deeper level than even the smartest religious guys of his time. They didn't understand what Ben's going to unpack for us, that this, again, this idea of tabernacle is not just a tent that these people drug around in the desert, but it's from the very beginning of time in the book of Genesis to the very end of time in Revelation. The longing of people is to be in God's presence. And what we want you to do is to be able to put a deeper framework around what does that mean for you in your life? This idea that God's love and grace and patience and mercy is constantly being poured out to all peoples, specifically through Jesus. But we see that being set up and provided for in that tabernacle in the desert for his people.
Beautifully said. Folks, we're talking about a wonderful tabernacle retreat. We're calling it Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle. It's coming up very shortly, Pastor Rick, on October 11th and 12th. It will be in the Old Fair Oaks Village Community Clubhouse, right across the street from our Epiclesis offices and chapter house in the Old Fair Oaks Village. If you have any questions about this, want to learn a little bit more information, we even have a video of Ben at the Timnah National Park Tabernacle, where we first met him a year ago, explaining about what he's going to be doing here in Sacramento. I want you to zip over to the website. It's epiclesis.org, E-P-I-C-L-E-S-I-S.org. And that's the place you can also make your reservation and make sure that you get a spot. We still have room left. We'd love for you to come. Again, no expectations except for that you just come and be blessed. Rick, we're thinking of this as a blessing for our community. It's going to be an amazing retreat. Friday night, October 11th from 7 to 9. Saturday, October 12th from about 9 to 5. And we'll have more information for you at epiclesis.org. Pastor Rick, what are you looking forward to most in the retreat?
I think that I am looking forward to people realizing that their faith and salvation in Christ has a amazing backstory.
Oh, that's really well said.
And if they can catch that, then as you go back and read the life of Jesus in the Gospels, you'll start to understand more profoundly what it was that he was accomplishing.
Mm.
I also look forward to just hanging out with people, and especially with Ben, and just asking him questions. They live their Christian faith in a very different way than we do.
Boy, that's for sure.
And in some ways, they are under scrutiny. They are challenged. They are pressed in on all sides, you know, but not crushed.
Yeah.
This is going to be exciting for us to hear from someone who has the same theology, the same Bible, the same belief in Christ, but a little bit different experience that I think we can learn from.
I agree.
Him personally. I mean, everything we're going to do with this tabernacle and finding Jesus in the tabernacle is just going to be mind-blowing. But my other hope is that people will catch the heart of a guy who desperately loves Jesus and is desperately trying to figure out how to bring Jesus to his people who, in some ways, similar to our culture, are very resistant. But in his culture, it's a whole nother level. And I think you're going to see a genuine faith, an authentic faith. My hope is that that will be refreshing.
Yeah, me too. Folks, we're talking about a retreat called Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle. And you are very warmly invited. All the information and reservations at epiclesis.org. Well, today, Pastor Rick, it's been great having you in the studio. Thank you so much for coming. Appreciate
it. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for
having me. And it's going to be a wonderful retreat. Folks, until we gather for another edition of Ancient Future Faith, I want to remind you of this truth, and that is that surely the road to our evangelical future does run through our ancient Christian past. Until next time,
the Lord be with you.
Thank you for joining us for another look at Ancient Future Faith. There is a refreshing wind of renewal blowing through the evangelical church as more and more worshipers turn for inspiration to the rich language and pattern of the ancient church, and they're rediscovering classic Christianity and learning to draw strength from a deep well of time-tested truth and tradition. Want to experience Ancient Future Faith for yourself? Join us for worship at Epiclesis in Sacramento on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. in the chapel at 4600 Winding Way. You can contact us by calling 916-572-9113 or online at epiclesis.org. That's 916-572-9113 or on the web at epiclesis.org.
Hey folks, one more word before you go. please make sure that you take some time to look at the information about this wonderful fall retreat we're calling Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle. We're bringing a little bit of Israel to Sacramento on October 11th and 12th as special guest Israeli Christian Ben Westland leads us through the Moses Tabernacle and shows us how it points to Jesus Christ. Find all the information on the web. That's epiclesis.org. The Lord be with you.